This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You ever use Microsoft Word, Dawn? Do you use that to type ever?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm more of a Mac guy, so I use the Pages, whatever they call it. It's their version. But pretty much the world uses Microsoft Word, you know, for a lot of things.
And schools do.
Mm-hmm.
So schools tend to use, for whatever reason, schools don't seem to use, we're Apple people too, but the schools seem to go the Microsoft direction.
Do you know Clippy? He's that stupid little, you know, clip.
Yes.
It helps you when you're using Microsoft Word.
It looks like you're writing a letter.
Yeah. Clippy comes in with his dumb suggestions, you know? Microsoft Word makes it easy for you, for example, to know if you've got spelling errors. They put a red line under the word. And this way you can, you know, check it and see if the word is spelled wrong. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's just not in their dictionary. You know what I mean? So green lines are for grammatical mistakes. You know, a word might be, you might be in the wrong syntax or something like that, something grammatically incorrect. So they put a green line there. Well, now they also have another line. They're adding purple lines.
Uh-oh.
The purple lines are for when you might be using a word that isn't politically correct. Yes, Microsoft going woke with its new woke detector for Microsoft Word.
You're making this up.
I wish I was. Let's say, for example, you're using a word like postman. You type, the postman came over today and gave me a letter. Microsoft Word and Clippy will suggest now less offensive gender-neutral alternatives like mail carrier or postal worker. Got it?
Wow.
Let's say you type in one of the most famous phrases in history, one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind, right?
Yes.
Well, Microsoft will suggest you change mankind to humankind, or humanity. Clearly, Justin Trudeau is programming this thing.
Like, oh my gosh.
Got it?
I guess.
Now, do you know you're probably too young, Bill, but the song Copacabana from Barry Manilow, remember that? At the Copa. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Her name was Lola.
Yeah.
So Lola was a showgirl, if you remember, in the song.
She was.
Microsoft Word now suggests instead of putting showgirl, you use dancer, performer, or performing artist rather than showgirl. Got it? Lola, she was a performing artist. It doesn't have the same...
It does not have the same feel.
No.
But if you're talking about a song lyrics and you did the Neil Armstrong quote for when he was the first man on the moon, or person
right.
on the moon, sorry.
Yeah.
Like, these are actual quotes that were said. So for us that need to get things right when we put quotes out there,
mm-hmm.
if we're changing it up to this degree, it kind of ruins the context of what the person was probably trying to say, right?
I would think.
So
bingo.
It kind of makes us look like morons and plagiarists, or whatever the term, not plagiarism, but misquoting people and sounding ridiculous.
Yeah, it'd be like with Tasty Cake, it'd be a miss cake.
Yes, yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
Now, they also suggest, for example, say you were in your type and the maid came. No, it's the maid changes to house cleaner.
Oh, okay.
So maid is apparently now politically incorrect, too. Instead of saying headmaster, Microsoft Word will suggest principal. Instead of mistress, it'll suggest lover. Instead of master, it'll suggest expert. Instead of manpower, it will suggest workforce. And instead of heroine, it will suggest hero. Got it?
Oh, I thought I was going to suggest crack for heroin.
And that could be good, too.
Yeah.
It's a very good alternative.
I was thinking drugs.
Microsoft was ridiculed in November over a video presentation showing senior execs introducing themselves by citing their race card and gender pronouns. One guy started with, "I'm a Caucasian man with glasses and a beard. I go by he, him." That's how they began their little corporate training right there. So there you go. This is from notthebee.com. Now you know, the more you know, right? Clippy comes over and suggests that I change a word to be more politically correct. I'm gonna delete Clippy once and for all. A stupid little paperclip.
You're getting snippy with Clippy.
Snippy with Clippy, you're right.
I wonder if this will affect Google Docs, because that's obviously, I mean, I don't have Microsoft Word. I mean, I have a Mac, so I have Pages, but I use Google Doc primarily.
Ooh, yes.
For my note keeping and all that. So I wonder if this is going to make its way to Google soon. I imagine it would.
We'll have to try that, because I mean, if Microsoft's going woke with the, you know, Google's going to follow suit.
Yeah, well, you can't not.
You know what I mean?
It's got to be on the cutting edge.
Now, if you like type in idiot, like you call somebody idiot, are they going to change it to just somebody who's intellectually challenged? Where do we go with this?
Silly. Like call them silly. A little less harsh.
Oh, man. I love these times in which we live.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.